From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Hampshire votes. Residents formed long lines at polling stations to vote in America's first primary election of the 2016 presidential race. Polling stations will be open until 0 hour UTC. The first votes were cast in the tiny town of Dixville Notch. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won all four votes there, while Ohio Governor John Kasich beat billionaire Donald Trump 3-2. The U.S. spy chief told Congress Tuesday that North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor that could provide fuel for nuclear weapons. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says the North has been operating the reactor long enough that it could capture the plutonium from the reactor's spent fuel within weeks or months. In his annual assessment of worldwide threats, Clapper also told the Senate Armed Services Committee that Islamic militants will continue to plot against U.S. targets overseas, but that within the United States, the biggest threat will be posed by homegrown violent extremists. For the first time since August 2013, forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are within 25 kilometers of the Turkish border in northern Syria. They continue to press a Russian-backed offensive that is said to be throwing rebel forces into disarray. Turkish officials are warning that the round-the-clock Russian air missions and heavy fighting could spark the arrival of as many as 600,000 Syrian refugees at its border. A suicide car bomber struck near a police officers' club in Damascus Tuesday. A number of people were killed and wounded. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News.